Hello, my name is Jack Alsop, and welcome to my podcast on reviewing the UNE's journalism class project Blogprage. What I really enjoyed about this project was initially going to a variety of other colleges' news sites. As the editor-in-chief of UNE's The Bolt, I wanted to really draw from other sites. I found that I needed inspiration from somewhere, and what's a better place than newspapers from other colleges all over the country? I decided to choose the Washington Square News, which is NYU's student newspaper site. I chose this website, one, because I really enjoyed the layout of it, but I also wanted to choose something that was very different from The Bolt, a city newspaper with probably a much bigger staff that was pumping out a lot of stories every week. And what was really cool about following this is even from the very beginning of the semester, I started to find myself looking at a lot of articles related to the coronavirus. One of the first articles I looked at was called Frustration Mounts as NYU Students Cancel Shanghai Study Abroad Plans. And what's cool to look back on this is see this slow progression of things getting worse. First, it started out with, you know, study abroad plans getting canceled, and, you know, the frustration that was coming about that. And then it turned into slowly an article I read where there's a stigma dominates coronavirus conversation in NYC. And so the virus was kind of getting traction some more. And it was, I think, almost every few posts they would have would be related to the coronavirus. And then it started pumping up more and more and more. And I got to like almost follow this whole like storyline of the NYU abroad programs being shut down. So I found myself being really knowledgeable about something that it wasn't connected to me at all, but it was really cool to follow a developing story that just had nothing to do with my own life, but to see what, you know, where it was going, how it started. And I got to like see this thing like start blowing up. And then I think around last month, I looked at this one called NYU Florence Closes Campus Following Coronavirus Surge. And so now it wasn't just affecting people from Shanghai, it was, you know, turning to Italy. And so of course I never imagined it would get to the size that it is now. But then I'm like, holy crap, this thing's getting real. An entire campus in Italy was just shut down. This isn't like study abroad plans being canceled. This is students who are already abroad who are now being forced out. And that's a big deal. As someone who studied abroad, that would be mind-blowing. If I was living in a foreign country, having the time of my life, and I was told, hey, this virus is real, and it's dangerous, and you guys need to go home. That would have destroyed me. So that story hit me in a very personal way. Little did I know that these same issues that the coronavirus was affecting students in Italy would be on my doorstep only a few weeks later. I only live 5 hours from UNE, but to imagine having to travel intercontinentally back to a place because of this virus is absolutely mind-blowing, and I really feel for those students studying abroad, especially because they now have to do online classes, which just brings me to another article that I read about 2 weeks later, which is that NYU is switching to completely online. And at this time, I was still attending classes at UNE, you know, not ever expecting UNE to have this problem because we're in the United States and we're in Maine. We're not far away like that. What ended up happening was I soon connected the dots when all of these issues that were affecting these people as I was reading on UNE would inevitably happen to me. I was basically reading about my own future through these articles. Every single issue, from being kicked off campus to switching to online to the frustration I was reading about and how college campuses handle these problems, all happened to me weeks later. And it's kind of giving me a grateful feeling that I was not alone in this. It also made me grateful that I didn't have the worst of it. I could get home within a day. And these students had to figure out how to get back. That's not a cheap thing. Going abroad is by no means cheap, and to think about having to drop a couple hundred dollars to travel back to the United States amidst this crazy global pandemic is something I wish upon absolutely nobody. And then only a few weeks ago, I read the article that NYU was closing every single study abroad campus. They were all shut down and all students had to go home. There were a few exceptions when students could stay on campus, but I think even now, it's just complete lockdown. If they were there and decided not to come back to the United States, they're stuck there because of the travel ban going on right now. And that hit me because I think that reading the article was one of the first times I had like that holy shit moment that this is real and this is potentially coming to us. Looking back, I wish I had seen this coming more. I was staying extremely optimistic about UNE staying open, but I should have really looked at what the rest of the world was doing and, you know, connected those dots that these problems affecting everywhere else would have inevitably come to affect me. This also made me want to continue to follow certain college newspapers because there are these developing stories that can, in the moment, not mean much to you. But especially when the issue is something that is affecting a lot of people, you never know when it could inevitably affect you. So I really enjoy this project, and I think I'm going to still check back with the Washington Square News every once in a while because of the unforeseen knowledge that it gave me about this global issue. Because there's always the big news sources that you can follow. There's always the NBCs, the Fox, the ABC News, all those prime time that give you all of this, you know, global information, fast facts, it's all there. But there's some of these stories from these smaller news sources that you would never see on these big news sites. And it provided a totally different perspective of the world. ABC would never report on, you know, the nitty-gritty of these study abroad programs closing down. And I got to know that, which was something that I would only get from following a smaller news source like this. I found you can learn a lot from these college newspapers because in the way they're not professional. They try to be professional, but they're not. And that's not always a bad thing because you get a whole different mindset to reporting. It's something that is not the tippy top of the news. And that's not always the most important thing to follow, is the very tippy top of everything. There's these underlying stories and these kind of underground stories. And it's almost like it's like a small local hometown stories that get you these really intimate perspectives of the world, which is something I've really enjoyed about this whole project, was getting that more intimate look at news that you wouldn't get from your primetime shows and your primetime news sites. Thank you for listening to my review of the Blog Proj project. I am Jack Alsop, signing off.